Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another Red Shirt Friday edition of Rural Routes, the program where we gather every day at this time, no matter how stuffed we are with pie, stuffing, and turkey. And we address the issues between food producers and food consumers. And I am now going to be labeled as false advertising. J.C. Cole, as promised, in the saddle, ready to ride. I have no idea where Amanda Radke is. She must be being a mother.
Yeah, she's missing in action.
She's just missing. I don't know if she's in action or not. She's just missing. She's not responding to me. How was your Thanksgiving, JC?
My Thanksgiving was good. Thank you very much. And I think we have a lot to be thankful for if we had food. We had plenty of food. You know, if I read correctly, if a good percentage of Americans had skipped Thanksgiving because they were short on cash.
I didn't read that.
Yeah, I saw it in one of the articles. You know, you know, I had one of my close friends call me up and ask. He goes, "Hey, do you have any farms with farm-raised turkeys nearby?" Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, let me check. But it's going to be expensive. And, they were about $5.50 a pound for a turkey, and the turkey averaged, about 18 pounds. So it's $100 for a turkey.
So I think that's a worthy discussion because I see this unfolding as you and I have been banging the drum for now coming on 2 years talking about regional food systems, changing the food systems. I know for a fact that turkeys cost that much. And yet, Carl Wittenberg joined me this week, who sells turkeys, who's involved in the turkey business, has been his entire life. So many grocery stores, and I'm sitting at my mom's place. She bought a turkey for $1.07 because the retail outlets use the turkey as the loss leader to pull people in, selling it below what it cost them to purchase it. And that puts a damper on people like the guy you talked about, who's a farmer who probably barely makes it at $5.65 a pound. And yet the retailers are trying to put the hurt on the local turkey grower, the local pork producers, because you look at what's happening in pork prices in a retail outlet. Yeah, I can't produce it for that. I think it's a ploy to destroy that regional food system that we've been talking about.
Well, I wouldn't go to that. I would say that they're intentionally trying to hurt the farmer. I mean, the food store, because they're pretty smart in that they know that they have to have it. But it's now such a big business. And I went and I priced the turkey at ShopRite, and it was $2.50 a pound. And for our ShopRite in New Jersey, if we had spent more than $400 over the last month and a half, we got a free turkey. It was free. And right. You're right. This is a lost leader on advertising. They're saving money on advertising by getting people in the store. And what it's really saying is our entire pricing system of farming is out of whack. And now think about it this way, Trent, which I thought was, if this is the price of a turkey to be raised, $5.50 a pound, what happens when the big guy close down, right? And you instantly have to go to your farms, your local farms, and it's already double the price. Mm-hmm. Right? And of course, they're going to go to a supply and demand. Right. We have this catastrophe forming right there, where the average consumer has no understanding of it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the average consumer in urban America scratching their head saying, what do I do now? Or how come I didn't know this was coming?
Correct. And if we look at one of the indexes I look at, I think I'd mentioned the Snicker index when I was over in Eastern Europe. that the price of Snickers in each of the major cities in each of the countries. And we look at it as an index because that was the only thing we could find that was similar in pricing. And there would be a different cost of a Snickers bar in Riga, Latvia, compared to, Tallinn, Estonia, compared to Moscow, right? And we actually would compare it. So I use chicken breast as one of those. So right now, we can buy chicken breast in the store for $3 a pound. Already prepared, solid meat. I can't do that on the farm with my chickens.
No, I know.
So when the system breaks, wherever that supply is coming from, can economics at scale be that large that these people are making a profit on that? It's very hard to say. That they have to produce it, put it into, process the whole thing, wrap it, send it around the world and make a profit. And it's still that much cheaper than me on the farm. And I think what happens when that breaks, the cost of food's not going up 100%. It's going to go up a few hundred.
Well, here's the thing. Those chickens are produced by farmers as well. And at some point, that's going to break too. But there's just this control over the food system that's allowing them to do that at below cost at this point. And then when it breaks, everybody's in trouble, but they'll have no money to pay for it.
Right. And the other thing that I saw in Eastern Europe is when the systems broke, there were very few massive facilities. Mm-hmm. We, on the other hand, have a lot of them where you have economics of scale. And when that breaks, that company goes bankrupt because they can no longer produce that volume and they can't get to their customers to sell it if they could produce. And so you literally will have the economics of scale monsters just taken out of the supply chain.
Of course, your senator, a guy named Cory Booker, last week, earlier this week.
Wait a minute. Hold on there.
He's your senator.
He's New Jersey's senator.
You live in New Jersey. He's your senator. He introduced a bill to assist the breaking, the fragmentation of that food infrastructure quicker than what it would take on its natural course.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
he's a mess. Can't you get him unemployed? When's his next election? It won't be quick enough.
It's a mess.
That sigh of exasperation was just somewhat humorous, even though it's desperate.
No, and to show you the irony of this world, that man, has visited the very farm next to me, of which I just quoted you the price of turkey.
Really?
Yes.
So what drives a guy like that?
Well, I think my understanding is he's in some ways quite charming and quite smart. And he wasn't raised in Newark. He was raised in an upper middle class family. But what happens is I think that they have their political agenda, which keeps them in power, and that he's not thinking through the political agenda, to its full effects. I actually had that said to me by what we would consider a senator in Latvia. He would be a parliamentarian. And he looked at me and he says, we were discussing something. He goes, JC, you're absolutely right, but I can't do this because politically I'd be, I would be cremated.
It's just sad how many times you hear a sentiment like that. I know what the right thing to do is, but I'm going to do what I think will get me elected because it's what people want to hear instead of hearing the truth.
Correct. And even if they're good people, they go, look, I can't do this because then I get taken out of the fight. At least I'm in fighting for some of the things.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, well, this is our system. And obviously we're watching it right now in its ugliness.
Fight for the truth. That's the moral of the story. J.C. Cole, Trent Lewis, Redshirt Friday after Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more after this.
And I want to take this moment and talk about supplying you reliable energy. It is the lignite producers, particularly of North Dakota, that get that done with regularity. Get more details about how the reclamation process takes place. Let's just talk about the people. I Am Coal is a tremendous series. I mean, we talk about reclamation, but it's the people that make that happen. It's the people that recover the coal from the soil, turn your lights on. It's the people that do the reclamation program to put the land back like it was. It's the people that implement the scrubbers. I want to focus on the people behind the production of coal because ultimately, folks, life is powered by coal. Full details can be found about all of the advantages at lignite.com.
Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis on a Red Shirt Friday. J.C. Cole finally dappering the red.
Right. We're going to get a red shirt.
Yeah, nice. So with all of that complication in the food infrastructure, at least the energy is sound. We know that the lights are going to keep coming on.
Yes, I hear that too. Power blackout risks loom for 1/4 of all Americans. You think they're planning something?
No, that would be a conspiracy theory.
That would, and those don't exist. We know they don't exist.
It's still the perplexing thing, and I'm redundant because it just keeps saying it and saying it. But the number of people that are oblivious to anything you and I are talking about is mind-boggling.
Yes. Yeah. It's scary. But we come to that famous quote by Sun Tzu: "The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting."
Yeah.
And you know, we're having our food, our fuel, our electricity all conveniently, suspiciously starting to fail.
And to me, the breaking point is something that you've been drilling home from day one, and that is that when the financial system crashes, when the dollar is not worth what it was, when it's not worth anything, when all of that goes down, then people are going to be like, "You mean what?"
Correct. And you know, and it's very simple to understand. It's our exchange system, and if we don't have an exchange system, how can I pay the local farmer for his turkey?
Well, I still have bacon. That's my currency.
That's it. That's it. Yes. And I have wood heating and eggs. And I sent off to one of the big billionaires in New York. I said, "Don't worry about me. I'm going to be having bacon, eggs, and be in my warm and toasty farmhouse."
Yeah.
You guys, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. Well, ultimately, though, when you're in trouble, they bring trouble to you.
Well, that's true, and that's why I'm in an undisclosed location.
You know, let's back up a minute, though, because you talked about reports of people that didn't have enough money for Thanksgiving dinner at all. I don't personally know anybody like that. And you think about, we've been talking about a 20% increase of Thanksgiving dinner in 2022, a 36% increase over the past 2 years. That's according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, who generates an annual report each year. But the truth of the matter is that they still say that a family of 10 will spend $64.75. That's less than 70 cents per person to eat. That's pretty cheap.
I don't know where they got their math. It must be that new math. I estimate that we had seven people here And I think that our dinner easily was $500.
That's because you flew in that fresh Maine lobster. You had caviar coming up from Antarctica, so it had a nice little cold tinge to it. It's that you live a high life.
How do you have a camera on me? How do you know we had lobster? We had lobster and shrimp and scallops and also some turkey. Yes, we did. But it was easily.
Lobster is an interesting scenario because lobster should be, if you looked at basically supply and demand, lobster should be like $1.50 a pound because lobster harvest has been fantastic the last couple of years. But the lobster industry decided they wanted to be a high-end food and limit the supply so that it was worth more. I don't know what that means economically, but I find that whole the whole situation very interesting.
Yes, it's a microcosm of part of the out-of-whack system that we're dealing with. And now, you know, if you take a very giant step back, like sit on the moon and look at our planet, the entire infrastructure of the planet is cracking, including cracking. Right. So I think there were two earthquakes that went off in California.
Oh, this week?
One was this week and one I thought was last week, about a six pointer right there. And, you know, you got to wonder about people that live in California. You know, you got a maniac for a governor, right? They just announced that they're short, I don't know, $30 billion. He wants to totally eliminate any fossil fuel. Right? He outlawed chainsaws with gasoline. What do you cut down a redwood with? An axe?
He doesn't want the redwood cut down.
No, that part's true. And of course they aren't stopping guarding their border at all, right? And so you just go, this is a catastrophe.
Yeah.
Right.
I do have a bit of good news from California. I got a call on Tuesday evening, 7:45 Central Time, that my longtime dear friend John Duarte, farmer from Stanislaus County, California, won his U.S. congressman seat bid by 700 votes, I might add. It took him like 2 or 3 weeks to get them all counted. I think they tried to beat him in every way, shape, or form, but congratulations, John Duarte. At least we'll have one voice of reason and common sense in Washington, D.C., representing the sunshine. This is a golden state. Florida's a sunshine state.
Right. So I mean, the battle is on, and I think more people are, awakening, which is what we need, right? But we also have such serious problems back to food, the food issue, and if that breaks, I don't know, there isn't a solution. That's the problem.
No, there is a solution. It's just that people aren't coming around to it.
I think that if you can join especially the Americans for a common cause, one of the things I did notice when I was overseas, I was dealing with many different nationalities. And one of the things great about America is we are in our blood, in our chromosomes, we come together for a common cause faster than any other culture. Right? And I took the guess that goes all the way back to like the Pennsylvania Dutch, all chipping in to build the barn when the barn is needed. Right. The problem is that and now you see where it's divide and conquer. They're keeping us divided so that we don't come together for a common cause. Right. But you can see it happens. And especially with Americans, if there's a local disaster, America's the first. The Americans
absolutely
line up. right? Which is, I think, going to be our saving grace, which is also probably why we're being attacked. Because they know that if we come together and we, you know, create a synergy and massive, and then we can take control. And my belief is it's deep rooted someplace in Europe that there's a control model that is now breaking. And they're doing everything possible to try and keep their control model. And the white hats, let's just call them the white hats. I call them maybe a couple shades of gray. None of us.
As I said here in a black hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's always good to be a wolf in wolf's clothing, you know, or a sheepdog. How about that? A sheepdog.
I think we better just go to a break and get you out of the hole you're digging. Roll Route, Red Shirt Friday, Stuffed with Turkey, back with more Lobster Talk 101 after this.
And I want to take this moment and talk about supplying you reliable energy. It is the lignite producers, particularly of North Dakota, that get that done with regularity. Get more details about how the reclamation process takes place. Let's just talk about the people. I Am Coal is a tremendous series. I mean, we talk about reclamation, but it's the people that make that happen. It's the people that recover the coal from the soil, turn your lights on. It's the people that do the reclamation program to put the land back like it was. It's the people that implement the scrubbers. I want to focus on the people behind the production of coal because ultimately, folks, life is powered by coal. Full details can be found about all of the advantages at lignite.com. Now, let's talk about beef for a moment. I'm talking about a certified Piedmontese, guaranteed tender. That's what it's all about. Get more details about being a part of the supply chain, particularly if you're a Great Plains cattleman. Details can be found about that premium of $180 over market price, and that is found at LoneCreekCattleCo.com. Red Shirt Friday or not, the premium exists every single day of the year. We prefer you to AI those calves, or AI the cows, generating AI-sired calves. That's not necessary. You can use bulls, natural service, and cleanup. Get full details and check out. Just search Certified Piedmontese on your favorite search or social media page. You'll see exactly what we're talking about, why the consumers come back and you get paid properly. CertifiedPiedmontese.com.
Welcome back. Trent Lewis alongside J.C. Cole. Oh, wait a minute. I hear a squirrel scratching around for a nut, or what's that little extra little sound you got, J.C.?
Say again?
I heard like a little scratching around. You got a squirrel looking for a nut, or what's going on there? Or is that Amanda finally showing up?
I think it was Amanda.
You know, I've been called a lot of things, but never a squirrel.
You are a squirrel.
I had to crash the party.
Well, I'm about half hour late.
I know. Well, I was loading the trailer to head to a cattle show today, so it just slipped my mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need you to be the beacon of optimism because JC and I, we pretty much decided the food system's going to crash, the energy system's going to crash, and everybody got together, celebrated Thanksgiving, except for a few people didn't have enough money to buy. What do you think Thanksgiving actually costs your family?
Well, when you're the worst cook in the family and you get assigned to bring the napkins and plates, not too much.
Yes.
Follow me for more life hacks, Trent and JC.
I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
I said, follow me for more life hacks like this.
Okay. What's a life hack anyway?
A life hack.
You're not using terminology this old geezers understand.
I'm sorry, you guys are so old. Life hack, like help you be better at, fine tune your strategy to approaching life.
See, JC, Amanda Radke is one of those people we're talking about. We're talking about the food system completely crashing. We're talking about energy not being available, talking about the financial system non-existent. Your money's not worth anything. And she doesn't worry about any of that. She's loading up the chair to go to a cattle show for the weekend. That's what we're talking about right there.
And paper plates.
And paper plates.
Yep, I'm going to starve to death.
Yes. Now, so I thought today being a very special day that we should focus on inspiring and supporting the American economy, right? It Black Friday, and which means, you know, theoretically, many of the companies, they go from red on their balance sheet to black today by selling so much. But on Black Friday, there are some good buys. So I was thinking about that. And if you recall, I had done a paper called Beginning Important Preparations. And I was trying to send it to you today, so you might be able to post it. But on it are certain items that it's really kind of important to have. And specifically today is on sale on, I'm going to have to mention one of those companies, Trent, on Amazon is a Kindle Fire 7 tablet, which is about the smallest tablet you can get. And it's on sale from $60 to $40. And I find this thing incredibly important. Why? Because you can download hundreds of books on almost everything possible for PDFs, and your Kindle will, you can read them. So your Kindle can become a portable library on survival, and it's only $40. You know, and now people well, what if the electricity goes out? You buy a little inexpensive backpacking solar charger. And you go, what if we get an EMP? Well, you put it in a metal box, and you have a portable library. It's fast, and so for like under $100, you can have, you know, a few hundred books that you're able to read. So I think that's a pretty good buy.
See, I've always avoided Black Friday because I don't want to be a part of the hype. But what you're doing is you're bringing a dose of reality that if you can buy a Kindle for $40, you should take advantage of the opportunity that's in front of you, I guess.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you know, in some ways, you use the enemy's momentum against them, right? And along on that, I did a quick check, and I think that you need a some form of camping stove, just in case the power does go out. And of course, Amanda, we Trent and I had discussed that we're getting warnings that something like 25% of Americans may have blackouts this year. And wow. and so if you have just a very simple camping stove, so I did a quick check. You can buy a 2-burner Coleman, it's called the Triton, today for $53. Right now, that's propane, but you know, for you can easily put in a conversion hose and have a 20-pound propane tank, so you can cook for the entire winter. Right, and I mean this is survival if the electricity goes out.
Right? You know, you can also put a little wood on a pile on the ground and put a grate above it and cook yourself on the ground with wood.
You obviously have not camped out in Yellowstone in January.
Yeah, I don't want to be doing that in South Dakota in January, Trent.
What are you going to do? Put the propane burner in your house?
Hey, JC sent me another good buy. Maybe you guys already talked about.
Probably half of Americans cook on natural gas. It's a stove. It's not your heating unit.
I'm going to cook on the ground. I'm just telling it right now.
Well, this way you could have your coffee in less than 5 minutes you drink your coffee.
It takes 20 minutes to heat my coffee.
Right.
What were you trying to say, Amanda?
I was going to say, JC emailed us another one that everybody needs, and maybe you guys already talked about that battery backup for sump pumps.
No doubt that needs to happen.
Except for that's $1,000. So there goes the whole budget.
Yes. I'm sorry about that expense, but it's something to think about. In other words, it's an uninterrupted power supply to your heating unit, because even if you heat with oil or gas or propane, it's still, the burner still needs electricity to function. Right? And
well, so here's what I get caught up on, fellas, because I feel like the majority of Americans know that things are really weird right now here and around the world, and there's a lot of uncertainty.
I disagree with you, but go ahead.
Okay. Hey. Well, I think they're aware, but what are they going to, number one, what are they going to do about it? Number two, it's one of those things, like, are we supposed to just like stop our lives and just like wait for the collapse? I don't think people are willing to do that. And it reminds me of the quote by C.S. Lewis. He wrote about living in an atomic age, and he talks about, you know, how are we to live in an atomic age? And it's the same as how you'd live, you know, when the plague hit London, or in the Viking age with the raiders, or, you know, in the age of cancer or syphilis or paralysis. And he says, if we are all going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, let that bomb, when it comes, find us doing sensible and human things: praying, working, teaching, reading, listening to music, bathing the children, playing tennis, chatting to our friends over a pint and a game of darts, not huddled together like frightened sheep and thinking about bombs. They may break our bodies, but they need not dominate our minds. Your thoughts?
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's perfect.
Yes, and I think in that, you know, first is we've been programmed by Hollywood that an atomic bomb and it's all over. No, actually just the opposite. What happens is it drops our systems, right? And then we have trouble. And so if you look at it, it's very easy to protect yourself to some degree, store some food, you know, have an alternative cooking system. You know, have some knowledge. There's another thing I did. Water is going to be one of the most important things. Generally, the industry leaders called a big burpee for a water filter that does not need electricity. It's gravity fed. And they go for about $400. Well, I did a quick look, and there's a competitor to them called the Purewell. 2.2 gallon stainless steel that's on sale today, Black Friday, for $150. You know, it's like, well, boy, if you $150, you can have a backup system for water if it gets really, really bad.
This is the right. J.C. Cole Black Friday shopping
guide. It is like the shopping network. Okay, I want to clarify my statement. I disagree with you, Amanda, in that the majority of Americans know something isn't right. I don't think that's accurate. I don't think the majority do. Secondly, I don't think anybody, I agree 100% with C.S. Lewis in that do what you need to be doing for good. But at the same time, my point is that people are remaining oblivious to what we're talking about here today, which does not have them do just the basic fundamental in preparation and planning. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that you should live in fear or huddle up like a bunch of sheep have got a coyote in the area. What I'm saying is at least pay attention to what's going on and think about where your energy and your food system is going to come from. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, fair enough. You did give me a hard time for going to a cattle show, though.
Yeah, I did.
But you know,
guilty as charged.
But, you know, I do tend – the thing is you start reading this stuff, as you know I do, and it can impact your life. It starts wearing on you, and you start getting – at least I start getting irritable at the people around me, like, hey, why aren't you paying attention to this? And we need to do more. And you know, if you start living in this state of fear and worry and anxiety, it does. It tends to strip you of joy. And so that's kind of where I've landed is like, okay, we just came off the Thanksgiving season. If things are going to hit the fan this winter, like I better focus on what matters, which is my faith and my family, taking care of my own and trying to carve out some joyful moments. Because at the end of the day, I feel like no matter how much I've prepped, it's either God's going to provide for me and it's going to be enough, or like, I don't know. I will have to learn to be resourceful. But that all comes to say that I have been taking JC's advice for the last 2 years, and I have been prepping for my family. So maybe I'm to the point now where I'm just like, I'm good.
Go to the cattle show, not worry about it. Yeah, like, family and freedom. We're back with the last segment. Red Shirt Friday, roll right after this.
Let's talk about thewalloofhonor.org. If you've not checked out this website, it's a place where you can bring this particular tribute to your local community. You can celebrate your family member who contributed to our freedom, or you can make a contribution. It's all about saying thank you to the men and women who've gotten us to this point and keeping this country free and the ability to have this discussion and continue to fight. That's what it's all about. You have to continue to fight for our freedom, and they have done their part. So let's say thank you. And then the best way to say thank you is pick up the slack, and it's recognize that it's our time now. Full details about all of this can be found on the web, thewalloofhonor.org.
Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Luce on a Red Shirt Friday. The Friday, it's not a Black Friday. It's a Red Friday. That's what we're doing, JC.
Yes.
Amanda's not showing herself because she didn't put a red shirt on. That's what she's doing.
Well, it's I'm wearing a black shirt because it's Black Friday in my world. You can go shop a Patriot-owned company at AmandaRadke.com.
And oh, my goodness.
Buy one, get one 50% off using code Black Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you know I had to do that.
JC, this is why she went to great lengths to figure out how to get on this program today. Because she's got inventory she needs to get rid of.
The Great Spanking Friday.
Hey, and here's my prep plan. If all hell breaks loose, I'm just going to start my inventory on fire, and that's how I'll heat my home this winter.
There we go.
Wool doesn't burn. That's not going to do you any good.
Hey, cotton sweatshirts will.
Yeah.
Let's focus on some solutions here on Black Friday.
You think her solution of burning her cotton shirts is a good one?
Yeah, I don't feel he likes my idea.
You can buy a bunch of presents, Christmas presents. And so this year, give something that's actually towards the prepping to the people you're closest with. And so one of the things I like is, as we know, a multi-tool. And pretty much Leatherman are the top multi-tools. But they can get up to $100 a pop. Okay? And I would say that goes past the budget for most of us. So I have found one that I like a lot. It's called a Roxon. R-O-X-O-N Spark, and it's $25, and I've yet to break it. Generally, what I do is I lose my multi-tool, so I get sick of, you know, tired of spending $100 and then losing it, right?
Hey, I actually need that. My boys would like that.
And the other thing is, like everything else, it's called a Spark because it has the magnesium fire striker with it. So if you have this multi-tool, you can actually, I mean, Trent, you can actually light your fire out there in the wood, outside to make your coffee.
Mm-hmm. Tastes better that way, too.
Absolutely.
Hey, I did take your advice the other day. I was in the store. Kelly sent me to the store to get some matches. They were out of matches. So I said, you know, JC always talks about lighters. They had this special deal, these packages of 20 lighters for like nothing. I bought four of them. There's a reason they weren't costing much. I couldn't even get the trash lit with it the other day.
Oh, no.
Well, yes, you do have to test what you buy.
Hey, right. I've got a prepper tip for you. Speaking of matches and such, I follow a prepper, and he said he had stockpiled like everything he could ever need it, but he lived in Seattle, and it's a kind of a moist area, you know, and all of his preps got basically ruined because of moisture. So you should be like vacuum sealing things like your matches and things that would go bad if it got
put them moisture. In the root cellar. They don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. How many have a root cellar?
I do.
I don't.
I don't.
Well, apparently you should be digging a hole in the side of the earth today instead of going to a cattle show.
Apparently. I'll get the shovel and the frozen ground. It should be a good time.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's time where a lot of people, you can do, you know, some small prepping, but big results. You know, if you have a water filter or an alternative cooking device, you know, and of course, the knowledge, you know, we've talked numerous times about two books, one, When Technology Fails, and the other one, Dare to Prepare. All the knowledge is in there in case the system breaks.
Yeah. Well, I just have to keep my propane tanks filled because this scalding pig project is taking off. And I came to Illinois for Thanksgiving to be with my mother. Our entire family did. And we delivered roaster pigs on the way. So that's what we're doing. We're preparing people by delivering roaster pigs, JC.
Hey,
that's great. Well, at the end of the day, if you've got water and some animal fats and proteins, you're probably going to weather just fine.
You're set. That's all you need.
That part's true.
And a heat source.
And a heat source. Yes.
I also have 20 four-legged critters that'll get me to town to see my in-laws if that needs to happen.
You sure you want to see your in-laws?
Yeah, I do. I do. No, seriously, because, you know, for the longest time, we poked fun of Kelly's mother, who threw nothing away. I mean, they lived through a period of time. They're both 82, and they lived through a period of time when things didn't come that easy. And once you've been in that position, and like my father-in-law, you know, he's always complaining at me of raking hay with a team of horses. Put the horses away. I don't understand why you do that. I had to do that as a kid, and that was work. Now you're out here doing it when we should be working. But because that generation lived through things that I can't relate to, Amanda can't even think about, they are people you want to hang with for prepping. My father-in-law can butcher anything with his eyes closed and asleep.
Yeah,
get you some food.
Well, I was reading that because this winter is going to be pretty tough, we are definitely in recession, depression territory, and people just aren't seeing it yet. But that all of a sudden the new trend is, or even more of a trend, is going to be like nomadic living, you know, because nobody can afford to buy a house, and minimalist living because no one can afford to buy anything. But it's going to be made trendy and cool even more than it is. Cause that is my generation. It's like minimalism in your home. Don't have too much stuff, you know, toss things out, you know, to reduce clutter. And all of a sudden that's going to be much needed. Anything you have to be resourceful.
Amanda, where we're headed, trendy doesn't matter. Surviving does.
Yeah. Tell the bloggers and influencers that.
I'd be glad to, if I wouldn't get shut off of every social media platform on earth.
Yeah, where do you exist anymore?
Yeah, Substack.
All right.
And Twitter. And loosetailsmedia.com is going to be at a whole new level come Monday morning. But I got kicked off in the last 2 weeks, JC, got kicked off of Facebook, of Instagram, and then yesterday, WhatsApp.
Wow. Well, they're all three. WhatsApp is part of Instagram and Facebook, right? Well,
that's what I was told after the fact.
Oh, I'm surprised I didn't get you on that one right away.
Yeah, it took them 2 weeks.
So that appears to me that whoever is reporting you is continuing their efforts then.
Yeah, it wasn't a one-time shot, was it?
No, I don't think so. I think that's multiple bullets headed your way.
Right. Mm-hmm. You pissed somebody off.
I would say, well, going back to when I was hacked and taken off of Facebook and Instagram, my sister had reported some of these tweets that were sharing personal information about our family and where to find us and, you know, financials and all these things. And just yesterday she got, or 2 days ago, she got a email back that said that person was limited from tweeting until they took off that personal information off of Twitter. Now, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, because I do believe in freedom of speech, but it's interesting to see how these platforms are operating here in this digital age with censorship and cyber hacks and all of that good stuff.
So, JC, I've retraced my steps because I wanted to figure out it. Initially, I thought it was a South Dakota story that I posted on Facebook that got me kicked. And now I believe it ties back into a conversation that you and I had before Amanda took the time to join us. And that is, it happened 8 days after I returned and did an extensive expose about what I saw at the border in Eagle Pass.
Oh.
And if you think about what you and I were talking about in terms of your experiences in Riga and Latvia about how Americans come together in a time of need, what destroys that coming together as a community, coming together as Americans, an infiltration of non-Americans? And yeah. So I truly believe that there's two prongs to this immigration. It's not even immigration. It's migration. They're migrating here without legal jurisdiction. And they're encouraged to do that. They're paid to do that. And all of that has two prongs. Bring in illegal drugs, which continues to contribute to the mental demise and the cognition of this nation as a whole. And secondly, the more diversity you have of non-American citizens, I'm all about immigration, legal immigration, and becoming a naturalized citizen. What I'm not about is allowing four times the number of legals to come in illegal across the border to infiltrate our systems and contribute to the dilution of that patriotism that you're talking about. So I think that that's really what the cause of my censorship, so to speak, as we sit here on the day after Thanksgiving 2022.
Wow. That makes a lot more sense, actually.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Minute and a half, JC. What do we need to know most on this Thanksgiving week?
Well, first, be thankful because we're still here and we still have food and we still come together. I've seen it where people are starting to wake up and come together and say, hey, this is a good idea. Let's get stronger. Let's prep for if we get difficulties. And we'll have to go back to that neighbor thing. Working with our neighbors.
Do you need Cory Booker's phone number so you can call him and tell him how unpleasant he is as a senator?
as ironic as that is, I can just call my farmer friend and get it.
Yeah, I know. Your farmer friend probably thinks he's pretty cool because he showed up at his farm. Amanda, take us home.
All right. If we're all going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, let that bomb, when it comes, find us doing sensible and human things, praying, working, teaching, reading, and being together with our friends and family.
She can't even quote herself closing out the show, JC. She's got to quote C.S. Lewis. We've successfully journeyed down the road. Be thankful. And all I'm saying is be aware and plan and prepare. For JC Cole, Amanda Radke coming lately, Trent Lewis, all three of us reminding you that all roads do lead to a roll route.